Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
It's kind of weird without Jason singing along with me, huh?
I always like to sing that, but I've been told by unofficial researcher Phil to stop.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate my singing.
To him.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes. He did remind us that the state fair is 6 months away.
Yeah, sometimes he's helpful.
Yeah, which they'll open, right? I mean, at that point, hopefully people will be.
The headline in the paper yesterday was that it's fairly certain we'd have a fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I, you know, I am a glass half empty girl, but I'm going to be positive here and say, yes, we are having a state fair.
Yes.
Can you focus on the game?
Oh, my
God, the music's playing.
Yes, yes, squirrel. Okay. Squirrel, squirrel, okay, everyone, play along at home.
Steph. Okay.
I didn't mean to bring up the fair. I'm so sorry.
Would you rather?
Steph Hansen's in for Jace today. Jace is ice fishing. Dawn is off today. Brother Rob is in. So please play along. All right. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Would you rather be unable to have kids or only conceive quintuplets?
No kids. That's easy. So
we all have one kid here on the show.
Quinn is four. Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Rob doesn't have kids. He's right. Happy. Look at his face. And he looks young. Yeah. He's got like sorry, nice Rob, clothes on. Yeah. Okay. Four is a quad. No.
Quintuplet
is five.
Oh, no. It's five children. Yeah.
Okay. I can't have five kids. I'm going to have none.
Okay.
You don't even have, like, you have five, like, the hands, the arms. Like, they'd be all over you. You'd be like Romulus and Remus with them hanging off of each nipple.
Yeah, you would be. You need help.
For those of you following my Greek Roman historical references.
Rob, what would you do? No kids or quintuplets?
I'm staying the way I am.
Yeah.
No kids.
Rob, you're doing it right, man.
I would have quintuplets versus no kids.
100% would have predicted that answer, and I'm so glad for you. If you need a help, I'll come and bounce one on one knee.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. You know I'm going to need it. Even with one kid now, it's a rough road.
Yeah, right. Five. Poor that Nadia Sulman. Remember her, the Octomom? She didn't have a chance.
Right, and then she also had multiples before that.
She did.
So, yeah. Would you rather have out-of-control body hair or a strong, pungent body odor?
Kenny?
I'll go with the hair. The hair that smells like mashed potatoes.
Sasquatch?
And gravy.
Yeah, chicken gravy. Hey, here comes an old chicken gravy again.
I mean, the body hair sounds not great, but then the smelling all the time, could you mask the scent with, like, perfume and oils and things?
No, it would always come through.
Okay, then I'm going to go with the hair because I can cut it. I can shave it. I already have to shave my chin.
Me too.
Yeah. That's no joke.
One day we'll be able to grow our beards out.
Let's not go down the shaving road. We did that a week or so ago with McLean. there's just things that I don't want to know about
you like the mystery of that we just wake up this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aha. Yes. Rob, what would you do?
Hair there and everywhere.
Yeah, same. Same. Kind of cool. You don't need a jacket, guys.
You'd have the hair vest.
Yeah, all natural. You braid it, bead it, embellish it.
Boy, all I can think of is Jesse Ventura and his chin braid.
Oh, my gosh.
That was gross.
That was something.
He was the greatest wrestler ever.
He was a good wrestler.
So dirty, so dirty.
I like a good Hulk Hogan, too, I'm not going to lie.
What are you talking about, brother? Just answer the question.
Can you believe he was our governor?
No, I can't believe that.
It's like a weird chapter.
Yeah. Oh, wow. After that last question, here we go. Would you rather live in a nudist colony or live with the Amish?
Oh.
Can't we combine them?
Because the Amish are pretty great.
Naked Amish?
Oh, the Amish are awesome.
Yeah, they
are.
They don't rely on other tools. They have their own tools. They farm. They make good eggs. Yeah. They ride horses. I mean, they're a great neighbor to have.
Yeah, but I like seeing people naked, so I'm going with naked.
Though, if you ever been to like a nudist colony or a nudist beach,
there are people you don't want to see.
Yeah, they're not hot naked.
No.
Yeah, I still want to see them. It's my contention that all guys want to see all women, no matter what they look like, naked. Okay. A lot of people disagree with this, but I know what you're thinking. I know what everybody's thinking.
Okay.
That's kind of true. And you see the same people, too, because it's the same colony. I mean, maybe there'll be visitors and stuff, but...
You guys, I was at a nudist beach in Spain.
Oh,
and there were, like, families there. So there was this mom and dad with their, like, 15-year-old daughter.
Well, that's not cool.
Who you could tell was just mortified.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Leave your kids at home.
Yeah, and they all were. So, I mean, and in Europe, they're a little freer with the Nike.
You're right. There's kind of like a puberty age that's just kind of like maybe they should be clothed.
Yeah. Yep. Like
until they're like 21.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to feel free to ogle people without, you know, that
feeling creeper, man.
Yeah.
Without violating the law.
Right.
I draw the line there.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, okay. Oh, how about this one? Would you rather suck a dirty stranger's toe for 2 minutes?
I didn't know what you were going to say.
Yep.
Or be in a cage with a honey badger and a lion for 20 seconds.
Bring on that toe, piggy fool.
I mean, this is a terrible question. Because one is like going to induce death.
True.
If you're 20 seconds in a cage with a lion, never mind the honey badger. He doesn't even need to be there.
The honey badger don't care, though. They might tag team you.
Yeah, but the dirty toe. I don't know.
I mean, two minutes is a long time, guys.
2 minutes is an eternity.
Yeah,
I'd put effort into it. You know, I'd kiss it and lick it.
All I can think about is the Woody Allen documentary.
Oh, gross!
Oh, why would you have to say that out loud?
I don't know.
Oh, that just wrecks everything.
I know it does, and I'm sorry, and I take it back. And can we please move on to the next question?
I've got another one. Would you rather? Oh, I can't wait for your answers to this one. Have a threesome with your partner or cheat.
Or wait, what? Cheat?
Or cheat.
Aren't they both the same thing?
Well, no, because your partner's in on the... I suppose.
Your partner's there.
Is it cheating if you're all in on it together?
I don't think so, because then you're both cheating on each other.
Yeah.
You know what's happening, so...
There was a great show that was with Toni Collette, and I'll think of it, where they decided to like experiment in the marriage and each have like other partners.
Yes.
And it was really interesting and a good show. And then, of course, like the guys find partners right away, right?
Uh huh.
And then he like fell in love with his partner. Yeah, it was, it's a good show.
Steph, you know the secret to it.
That does not sound like a good show.
The secret to a good marriage, Kenny, is what? The third person?
The secret to a good menage a trois.
Uh-huh.
Make yourself useful.
Oh, in the threesome?
I have to think so hard about that. It's hurting my brain.
Jesus. That just stopped everything.
Yeah, this might be a good time for...
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Wow.
Oh. This has been Would You Rather.
Processing.
Yeah. Make yourself useful.